Title, War and Mill Jungle Presets Masterclass for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live sound design lesson for drum and bass and jungle, and we're going to do a very specific thing. We're going to build presets that feel like 90s jungle hardware abuse, but with modern, repeatable control. The whole concept is simple. Meld is the clean engine. It's where we generate a stable, precise tone with modulation that behaves. Roar is the attitude. It's where we add multi-band saturation, feedback hair, and that pushed movement that feels like real circuitry. And then we use stock Ableton devices to contain it so it sits under breaks without turning into mush. By the end, you'll have two performance-ready presets, a modern vintage Reese, and a rave hoover or stab burner that you can resample into classic jungle riffs. And you'll have a macro system, so you can actually play and automate these sounds like instruments, not just one cool patch. Before we touch a synth, one advanced coach move. Pick a reference density target early. Drop in one or two jungle or DNB tracks that match the vibe you want. Level match them. Not for loudness, for mid-range density and sub-stability. If your bass sounds exciting solo but your reference sounds more filled in and solid, that usually means you need less stereo trickery and more controlled saturation, somewhere in the 200 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone. Step 0. Session and routing, fast and professional. Set your tempo around 165 to 172 BPM. I'll start at 170. Create groups, drums, bass, music, and effects or atmos. On the master, put a limiter early, not to win the loudness war, but to keep your decisions consistent. Set the ceiling around -0.8 dB. Look ahead around 1 millisecond. Add spectrum after it so you can keep an eye on your low end. On the bass group, add utility at unity gain, with 100 for now. Then EQ 8 with a temporary high pass around 20 to 25 Hz. That's just to keep in for a rumble from lying to you while you design. Now part A, the modern vintage Reese. Create a MIDI track. Load meld. Start from an init preset. We're building the core like a clean machine first. Oscillator A. Saw, octave minus 1. Oscillator B. Saw, octave minus 1. Detune oscillator B by about 7 to 14 cents. Tmol, you're not making trance, you're making a Reese that rolls. If meld has unison, keep it conservative. 2 to 4 voices, low amount. The goal is weight and width in the mids, not blur. Now, add a tiny bit of FM or cross mod, somewhere in the 2 to 8% range. This is one of those advanced tricks. You don't use FM to sound like FM. You use it to roughen the mid-harmonic so Roar has something to grab onto later. Filter time. Use a 24 dB low pass. Set cutoff anywhere from about 180 Hz up to 600 Hz depending on how mid-forward you want it. If you want the bass to sit behind a busy break, start lower. If you want it to snarl through the break, open it up and carve later. Keep filter drive low to moderate. Real dirt is coming in Roar. Key tracking can be 0 to 20% if you want notes to stay perceptually consistent. Now amp envelope. Rolling but tight. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain not full, maybe down 6 to 12 dB. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. That envelope shape is a big part of the roll. You get a defined front. Then it settles into a stable body, so it can live under drums. Now movement, but not the kind that destroys mono. Add an LFO to pitch on both oscillators, very small, plus or minus 2 to 6 cents, rate around 0.2 to 1.2 Hz. And importantly, retrig off. We want drift, not a repeated wobble. This is your tapish wandering without chorus phase chaos. Okay, now roar. Add roar after meld, but here's a keyed expansion tip. Gain staging inside roar matters more than after it. Treat it like hardware. Put utility before roar and map it later to a macro called roar input, plus or minus 12 dB. Then put another utility after roar for roar output, so your level stays consistent while you explore drive. This prevents the classic mistake of thinking louder equals better, and it makes the tone shaping way more intentional. In roar, split into three bands. Low band, roughly 20 to 120 Hz. Mid band, 120 Hz up to about 1.2 kHz. High band, 1.2 kHz and up. Low band settings. Keep it stable. Low drive. Maybe 0 to 10% depending on the model. Tone darker or neutral. No feedback or extremely low. Teacher note here. Your sub is not where you prove you're edgy. Your sub is where you prove you're professional. The vintage vibe comes from mid-range behavior, not sub chaos. Mid band. This is the Reese character. Drive moderate to heavy. Add feedback carefully, like 5 to 20%. Tiny moves matter. If roar has something like compress or bias, use it to thicken and keep mid-density consistent across notes. You want that one object feel, not a different tone on every note. High band, hair and presence, not fizz. Moderate drive. If it gets metallic, darken the tone. Feedback here is optional, tiny, like 0 to 8%. Now controlled chaos, modulate roar, but with restraint. If roar has LFO or envelope follower options, map a small range to mid-drive and an even smaller range to mid-feedback. Try syncing the modulation to have a bar or one bar so the movement feels phrase-based, like the bass is breathing through the loop. Now mix ready containment after roar. Add EQ8, high pass 24 dB at 25 Hz to clean infra. If the bass feels muddy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it or the res loses body. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction on peaks. This glues the distortion into a single instrument. It's subtle, but it's a record move. Now mono discipline, because jungle in clubs is unforgiving. Don't just slap a mono button and call it done. We're going to do it cleanly. Create an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is SUB, EQ8 low pass at 120 Hz. Then utility width 0%. Second chain is mids, EQ8 high pass at 120 Hz, then utility width anywhere from 100 to 140% depending on taste. This way the sub is rock solid and mono compatible, while the mids can be wide and aggressive. And here's a mono check that actually catches problems. Temporarily put utility on the master, set it to mono. Listen specifically for level drops in the 120 to 300 Hz low mids and for hollow notes. If it hollows out, don't touch the sub first. Reduce unison width in meld, or narrow the mids chain width. That's where the phase issue usually lies. Now we build macros, because advanced jungle sound design is basically advanced control design. Wrap the whole bass chain in an audio effect rack and map. Wait, to meld filter cutoff in the lower range, a small amount of roar low band drive, and optionally the sub chain gain plus or minus 2 dB. Bite. To roar midband drive and maybe a tiny presence EQ around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Motion. To your LFO rate and amount, and optionally a tiny range of roar mid modulation. Clean slash dirty. To roar dry slash wet or global drive behavior. Stereo discipline. To the mids chain width, say 80 to 140%. One more advanced concept. Automate ranges, not just values. As motion increases, it can also open up the allowed movement of something tonal, like filter cutoff or mid-drive. In other words, the patch is designed to become less stable on purpose, instead of accidentally. That's the res. Now part B. The rave hoover or stab burr. New MIDI track. Meld in it again. Oscillators. Osc a saw. Octave 0. Osc B pulse or saw. Octave 0. Unison higher than the res. 4 to 7 voices. Detune moderate. You want a nasal, swarming tone, not an EDM super saw. Add a touch of noise. Low level. Just enough that distortion grabs it and it feels sampled. Filter choice depends on the exact hoover flavor. Try bandpass for that classic bite, center around 700 Hz to 1.8 kHz. Or use a 24 dB low pass with cutoff 1 to 4 kHz and mild resonance. Amp envelope for a stab. Attack 0 to 2 ms. Decay 120 to 280 ms. Sustain at 0. Release 60 to 160 ms. This is important. We want the sound to speak and get out of the way. Jungle stabs are rhythmic punctuation. Optional but very authentic. Pitch envelope. A small downward pitch snap, like minus 3 to minus 12 semitones over 30 to 90 milliseconds. That's the old sampler speaks effect. It makes stabs feel like a printed hit, not a synth holding a note. Now roar after meld, and again, keep that utility pre and post gain staging mindset. This time, drive heavier than the res. Use 2 or 3 bands. But focus your energy where the hoover body lives, roughly 150 Hz to 2 kHz. Feedback low to moderate. If it gets squealy, back off immediately and move in smaller ranges. If it starts sounding thin, don't just crank highs. Reduce high band drive and thicken the mid band instead. The target is compressed speaker cone, not brittle fizz. Now add movement and a resampling chain, because this is where jungle becomes jungle. After roar, add phaser flanger or chorus ensemble. Keep the mix modest, 10 to 30%. Then auto filter and map cutoff to an air kill macro. This is your instant DJ style top trim. Optionally add redux, lightly for sampler crust. Subtle. If you hear it as an effect, it's probably too much. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB for final edge. Now the resample workflow, and I want you to treat this as part of sound design, not an afterthought. Create an audio track. Set input to resampling. Record yourself playing or sequencing stabs with macro movement for 8 to 16 bars. Then chop the best hits into simpler and slice mode, or just cut audio. Resequence them into offbeat stabs, call and response patterns. Little pickups at the end of bars. This is how you get the sample-based vibe while still enjoying modern synth control. Extra realism trick if you want straight to 1994 sampler Hoover. Put a gate after the stab chain. Fast attack. Short hold and release. Drive hard into roar. Then gate it back into a tight window. That creates that chopped, printed envelope even if your MIDI playing is legato. Now arrangement ideas, because a great preset that doesn't arrange well is just a demo patch. For the Reese, think in phrases. Bars 1 to 8. Filtered Reese. Lower weight, lower motion. Under the breaks. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce byte automation, maybe a touch more stereo in the mids. At the drop, automate clean slash dirty up, and add short 8-note gaps. Silence hits hard. That's how you make impact without adding more distortion. For the Hoover or stabs, use them as answers to the break. Play stabs in the second half of the bar. Alternate notes every two bars to create tension. If you want a tape stop moment, print to audio and manually pitch down the last hit. Keep it quick and purposeful. Masking note, super practical. Breaks live heavily in 200 Hz to 6K Hz. If your Reese owns too much of that space, your snare will vanish. A clean fix is a small dip in the bass around 180 to 220 Hz, especially if that's where your snare body sits. Even better, automate that dip only when the snare hits or at phrase peaks, instead of permanently scooping your bass. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. Don't distort the sub too much. Roar low band drive and feedback can wreck headroom fast. Don't use too much unison or stereo below 150 Hz. It sounds huge solo and collapses in a club. Don't overmodulate roar feedback. That's how you get whistling resonances and inconsistent tone between notes. Don't ignore gain staging. Use roar input and output so you can explore tone without losing level control. And don't forget the breakbeat mask. Design in context. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB while staying jungle authentic. Try parallel dirt for fog. Duplicate the bass chain. High pass at 200 Hz. Absolutely destroy it with roar, and blend it quietly. This audio version is shortened for playback.